The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Joanne Elliott, capital J-O, capital A-N-N, Elliott, capital E-L-L-I-O-T. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram, file Streco, space Elliott, space J, Cardiac Care Associates, letterhead. Treadmill stress echocardiogram, date of examination, 10-25-22, referring physician, Gerard Fogno, MD, performing physician, Sharon Hermes, MD, new paragraph, clinical indication, 74-year-old female, with a history of hypertension and positive calcium score with coronary artery disease predominantly in the LAD. New paragraph. ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, comma, early transition, comma, correction. Normal sinus rhythm, comma, consider LAE, comma, early transition, period. New paragraph. Baseline blood pressure, 120 over 80, parentheses, losartan, comma, amlodipine, comma, hydrochlorothiazide, close parentheses. Baseline heart rate, 88 beats per minute. New paragraph. The patient went tremolo exercise, stress test, utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 5 minutes, semicolon, 2 minutes into stage two of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 145, parentheses, 99% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 173 over 85 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 25085, period. New paragraph. Patient not experiencing chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. She experienced dyspnea at peak stress. Stress was terminated due to fatigue and attaining close to 100% maximum predicted heart rate. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 6.5 mets. The patient had an accelerated blood pressure response to stress, but improvement compared to her prior stress test on her current medication. The patient had an accelerated heart rate response to exercise, the patient had a final blood pressure 114 over 80 and a heart rate of 83 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph impression. Normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 99% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph. Echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline immediately post-peak stress exercise in left lateral decubitus position. Pastern long axis, pastern short axis, apical four-chamber reviews, and apical two-chamber reviews were obtained. The baseline study was of technically adequate and of good quality. The post-peak stress study was technically adequate and of fair quality. New paragraph. New paragraph. Baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities, including the territory of the left anterior descending coronary artery, comma, with normal augmentation of wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph impression, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 99% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, conclusions, what? Normal ECG portion tremolo stress echocardiogram to 99% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. Two, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort but experienced dyspnea at peak stress coinciding with hypertension. Three, the patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 6.5 mets, comma, decreased from her prior stress test. Four, the patient had an accelerated blood pressure response to stress, but with improvement in peak blood pressure compared to her prior stress test, but with improvement in peak blood pressure on her current medication compared to her prior stress test. The patient had an accelerated heart rate response to exercise. Five, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Six, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 99% maximum predicted heart rate with normal baseline and post-peak stress wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities, comma, including the territory of the LAD, comma, normal augmentation wall motion with exercise, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Hermes, MD.